The Reds and the Braves on it Friday night, and the man that many still consider the all-time home run king, Hank Aaron, being greeted by fans as part of Hank Aaron Heritage Weekend. The Braves are going to wear old-school unis to honor Hammer and Hank. We pick this one up in the bottom of the second inning.
Stroke to right and deep. That ball's got a chance to go. It is gone into the chop house. Matt Adams with a rising line drive that didn't come down until it was in somebody's soup. Not often.
I read box scores and didn't know what the player even looked like until I got their card, their baseball card.
Uh-oh. High fly, deep left center field. Inciarte all the way to the wall, and he can't bring it back. Two-run home run to left center for Adam Duvall, and the Reds vault in front 2-1. Fly ball to right center field. That one hit pretty well. Into the gap goes Inciarte. Looks up. That ball is into the bullpen and gone. Suarez with a solo shot and a 3-1 lead for the Reds. This one hit hard down the right field line. Line drive style. That one into the chop pass and gone. Three home runs out of four batters. Back-to-back homers by Suarez and Winker. And it's 4-1 Reds. Fastball slider, occasional change for Iglesias. 1-2 pitch. Slider swing and a miss, strike three. That one disappeared on Dansby. Iglesias doesn't even look to second base. Comes right at Phillips. And a swing and a ground ball. Back to the mound, and he picked it right off the dirt. A little line drive. Down toward the base of the pitcher's mound, Iglesias with a stab and came up with it to end the game.
Reds pick up the 5-3 win. Joey Votto extends his on-base streak to 23 games, but he also snapped a career-long streak of 195 starts with fewer than three strikeouts in a game. Robert Stevenson opposes Julio Teheran on Saturday. R.A. Dickey looked nearly untouchable through five innings as he had a 1-0 lead, but the wheels came off the wagon in the sixth as Dickey gave up three home runs in the span of four batters as the Braves would eventually fall to the Reds 5-3. Here is Dickey sharing his thoughts after the game.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of an odd night, really. I didn't expect to have a line score like that for sure. That the it was moving well. It was just a cluster of four or five hitters in that sixth inning that was really kind of funny. You know, Duvall did a good job of hitting one that just was a kind of a roller up there. But the other two weren't too bad. You know, I think a Winker kid hit a wall scraper down right field line. A good 0-2 one, it looked like, to Suarez, but he did a great job of staying on it. I mean, I got to tip my hat on that one. So, you know, that's the nature of the pitch sometimes, is that you got to live and die with it. And it kind of bit me tonight, but for the most part, I felt pretty good with it.
Yeah, the Suarez pitch, it looked like it was an inch or two off the plate. Is that kind of where you were going?
You know, it's where the pitch went. It's not necessarily where I was going. You know, the pitch is going to do what it's going to do once it leaves my hand. But he swung through one that was in an identical place the pitch before. I wasn't necessarily trying to throw it out there, but I certainly didn't expect him to do that kind of damage with it out there, especially 0-2. But he's good on balls away from him. He's good on balls out there. I'd gotten him in the fourth, I think, on a sinker in. He popped up to left, and that's really kind of, you know, in retrospect, I might could have taken a shot back in there. But I had a good knuckleball, so I was gonna live and die with it. But sometimes you got to tip your hat, and other times you kick your own self in the booty, you know. And I had a couple of those. You know, I had one where I got to tip my hat, and the other where I could have been a lot better.
You had the 9 strikeouts while also being home. Was that just like the life of the knuckleball?
Sometimes, you know, in a different park, maybe one of those is a fly ball. But for the most part, you got to live with that. I mean, it's not easy. You know, it's not the life for everybody. But it's. One of those things, man, it's baseball, and you just got to keep a good attitude about it and keep persevering through it. And I'm in a good place mechanically, and I look forward to my next outing. I mean, there's nothing really mechanically that I felt was flawed. It just, the pitch didn't wiggle the one time I needed to wiggle, you know?
Yeah, when you get Votto like that twice, you know you've probably got something good working at that
time. Yeah, well, and there was the other guys, too. I mean, I struck one guy out on a heater, and Votto's second at bat. But outside of that, they were all knuckleballs. And you know, when everybody in the house knows what's coming and it's still good enough to get people out, you know, you got a pretty good one. I just, you know, that cluster of four or five hitters in there in the sixth bit me. And that was pretty much the difference in the game.
The Braves had a 1-0 lead after five, but in the sixth inning, R.A. Dickey gave up three home runs in a span of four batters, and Red starter Sal Romano held the Braves' offense in check to the tune of seven innings of one-run ball as the Braves fell to the Reds on Friday 5-3. Here is Atlanta's skipper, Brian Snitger.
I mean, it was pretty much three pitches, really. Mm-hmm. But he's really good. And then just kind of way it goes. I mean, he threw three, didn't get back.
Your team never says die.
No, they don't. They keep coming back, and, you know, we cut it there and got a little momentum going, mm-hmm. and Matt hits one, you know, 9 miles just foul, and I had a good feeling there with Oz when he flew out. Thought maybe he's going to do something big there. Just didn't happen.
What'd you see from Romano tonight?
The changeup was, you know, pretty good. The breaking stuff, fastball had good movement, just pretty hard to hit at. And but it was, they were talking about how the change had, you know, different movements on it. So I say the first time I've seen him, so he's a big kid.
This is another example of one of those nights where that knuckleball can be perfect for
innings. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it can go and he can get it and it just stays through the whole game. And then, I've seen it before. I mean, it's just one of those things that you live and die with it, and the good and the bad. And they just had three of them. They didn't miss because it was pretty good. They were taking some ugly swings at him prior to that inning. So.
Encouraging to see Matt Adams have so many good swings.
Yeah,
he didn't.
It's good. You know, big pinch hit yesterday it's kind of, I don't know if he broke his bat or whatever, but then, like I say, he got that other one good. It's a shame it didn't stay fair.
Albie's working on double play balls, early work, and turned a nice one in the game.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was real nice. They're coming. I mean, it's just, like I say, we're a work in progress.
The Braves look to bounce back behind Julio Teheran Saturday. He'll be opposed by Robert Stevenson.